This is 5 minutes to change your life. My name is Joanne Mallon. I'm an author and coach. I love helping people make wee changes that make a massive difference in their lives. Give me 5 minutes of your time today. Just might change your life. Hey, hello, what about you? Welcome to part one of 5 ways to deal with stress. This is a mini series from me, Joanne Mallon, and the 5 minutes to change your life podcast. So we're currently in what somebody somewhere has designated to be Stress Awareness Month. So that's why for the next 5 episodes, I'm going to be talking about stress. What is it and what do we do about it? So for today, I just want to encourage you to get to know the stress that is currently making itself felt in your life. Okay, just get to know it. Maybe even make friends with it. Take note of where it shows up. What do you think's causing it? And maybe notice if there's more of it hanging around in one place or another. I think stress kind of like dust, you know, it's one of those inevitable side effects of life. And no matter how much you try to eliminate it, there'll always be more of it continuing to pile up in the corner. Nobody lives a life that is entirely free from stress. They might look as if they do. They might look super, super happy on the Instagram. But trust me, everybody has plenty of stress to deal with. Now, at its most basic level, stress is a feeling of emotional or physical tension. And it can come from any event or thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, nervous. Okay, stress is your body's reaction to a challenge on it or a demand on it. And in short bursts, stress can be quite positive, could help you to avoid danger, could help you meet a deadline. But when stress lasts for a longer time, when it becomes chronic stress, that's when it might harm your health. But as it is caused by something external. It doesn't just happen out of nowhere. So if you're stressed, there will be an external reason that's made that so. And that then means that there's 2 points to this where you might be able to do something about your stress, both in tackling whatever's causing it and also in changing your own reaction. But always remember that you haven't failed if you're feeling stressed. It is a normal, everyday reaction to life. And trying to eliminate entirely, it's a Sisyphean task, you know, like the Greek myth about King Sisyphus, who was a naughty fella and was condemned for all eternity to roll a big rock up a hill. No sooner did he get it close to the top, it rolled back down to the bottom again, then he had to roll it all the way up again, came down again, over and over forever, never actually getting anywhere. Trying to get rid of all the stress in your life is just like that. You are not going to do it. So instead, this is why I'm encouraging you to get up a bit closer to your stress, get to know it a wee bit better. Think about what role does it play in your life. And you know, even if you're experiencing chronic stress, there's still tons of things you can do about that that'll help. And I'm going to talk about those across the next few episodes. But for now, today, we're just taking stock. We're not shying away from it. We're not kidding ourselves that there's no stress in our lives. We are just knowing that it's there and noting where it's coming from and who's involved and how do you currently deal with it, okay? Think about those things. And there might be one particular area of your life that the stress gathers in, just like there's always a corner of the room that the dust bunnies tend to gather in. And if you're a journaler, by the way, if you like to write things down, which I do think is a really great way to deal with stress in itself, you might want to write down some of this stuff. Maybe just write down the word stress and see what that brings up for you. Or you could write down the question, where is the stress in my life? And then just free write for, say, 5 or 10 minutes and see what comes out. A known situation is always much easier to deal with than something that's just kind of vaguely lurking in the background. So choosing today to get to know the source of your stress puts you more in control, And then you won't feel like such a victim of it because you're an active participant in your life. And maybe even just that thought will help you to feel more positive about the challenges that you're facing. So join me in the next episode and we'll be talking about a really fun way to tackle stress, something that you might not have thought would help, but I promise that it will. As to when this next episode will appear, I don't know. I'm not going to stress about it, but probably in the next few days, certainly within the next week. And if you're subscribed, you'll get it on your podcasting platform of choice. If you'd like to support the podcast, a 5-star rating or review is always, always appreciated, as is when you buy me a coffee on Ko-fi. And there's links on how to do that, links on how to get in touch in the show notes. So take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.